Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, God's Will to Heal. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Jesus' ministry, everything He said and everything He did, is a direct revelation of the unchanging will of God for all men, for all time. You believe that or not? Well, why would you say, Brother Keith, millions of Christians don't believe that? They don't. They don't believe that. They believe that He did things to prove He was the Son of God. And it's not necessarily for everybody. All the time. They believe that He did it to demonstrate His deity. To demonstrate that He is the Christ. But the Scripture never says this. Does it? He could have said it if He'd wanted to. What did He say? I didn't come to do my own will. I don't speak my own words. In other words, I don't do what I decide to do. What are you doing then, Jesus? The will of the Father. Does the Father change?
No.
He said, I am God. I do not change. I change not. Why am I saying this? If you read about it and you hear Jesus say it and you see Jesus do it in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you know that's God's will for you. Do we or not?
Yes.
I'm going to say it again. The ministry of Jesus, everything He said, everything He did, is a direct revelation of the unchanging will of God for all men, for all time. If you ever heard Him say it, it's God's will for you. If you ever saw Him do it, it is the will of God for you. Did we ever hear Him say anything about healing? We just read one thing here. He said what? I will. Did we ever see Him do anything in the area of healing? Oh. A big part of His ministry was ministering healing to people. Wasn't it? If it was a little side thing and unimportant, He could have done something else. And if all He was doing was to demonstrate that He's the Son of God, it wouldn't have took healing half the county.
That's right.
Just a few high-profile cases.
Yep.
We're going to go through and look in the gospel accounts where Jesus healed people. And you know what we're going to keep seeing as we go through there? We're going to see words like everybody, anybody that wanted, all. We're going to see that word again and again. All. You know, if Jesus was going to prove His deity, He missed a great opportunity in His own hometown. Didn't He? I mean, if anybody want to look good, you want to look good at your home folks. Everybody wants to make good and then have everybody grew up with know about it. But the Bible said in His own hometown, Mark 6, 5 and 6, said He could there. Didn't say He chose not to. He could there do no mighty works. Went on to say He marveled at their unbelief. That wouldn't that have been the perfect opportunity if they said, this is the carpenter's son. This is Mary's boy. Who's he saying and he's anointed? He'd say, well, I'll just show you who I am. Because didn't they quote to Him this parable? Physician, heal yourself. The works that you've done in other places, do here. They challenged Him. Oh, come on. Are y'all with this now? We're having a wrestling match with tradition tonight. I don't know if you know it or not, but ding, ding, here we go. Well, I just believe, no, listen. Don't hold on so tight to your tradition that you make the Word of God of no effect in your life. You're not obligated to believe a word I say. No. But if I'm quoting Scripture, don't cut it off. Even if it's real different from how you've thought, don't cut it off. Or that's why you're cutting the Lord off. They challenged Jesus, didn't they? In essence, they're saying, prove it. Prove it. We heard about these miracles you did in these other places. Do it here. Do it. Perfect opportunity for him to demonstrate, I am the Son of God. And he did not. Bible said he could there. I'm quoting Scripture. Could there do no mighty work. And that's not why these things happened. They happened to fulfill Scripture. But they happened to reveal the will of God. That had always been that way. Well, let's read the will of God. Are you ready? You find Matthew 4 yet? Let's read the will of God. If I see Jesus do it, what do I know? It's the will of God. If I hear him say it, what do I know? It is the unchanging will of God for all men for all time. Let's just back up here. We've given you already, now we're on reason number 17 from the Bible. We've given you much scripture on every one of them. Why we are sure it's God's will for all to be healed, yet many more millions of people believe it's not always God's will to heal than we do. Believe it is his will. We're in the minority. But have you ever heard anybody give 30 biblical reasons why we are sure it's not always God's will to heal? Or even 15? Or even 10? Yet we're the ones that's got so much to prove. Did you hear what I just said now? Why? Because people are ascertaining the will of God by what? What has happened. They are not going to the Word to get the will of God. They are ascertaining the will of God by what has happened or what hasn't happened. Every one of us have a choice all the time. In reading the Word, that's why you need to read the Word on a regular basis, because if you'll do it, and if you'll read it honestly and openly, you will see things in here that you don't see here in your life. Have you done it before? You're reading stuff in there? I mean, maybe you're reading about tithing, and it says, I'm going to rebuke the devourer and open the windows of heaven and pour out so much blessing on you, you don't have room enough to receive it. And you're going, I got plenty of room. Plenty of room. Or you're reading in, the Holy Ghost fell, and they all got filled with the Spirit, and they spoke with other tongues, and you go, I don't speak in tongues. Never felt like speaking in tongues. Or you read with, long life I'll satisfy you, show you my salvation, took your infirmities, bore your sicknesses, carried your pains, by stripes you're healed, and you say, man, it don't look like it. It don't feel like it. They say it ain't gonna happen. You got a choice. I said you got a choice. You can ascertain the will of God from what you're seeing and hearing and feeling and what somebody else has heard and felt. And it's easier to try to water down the Bible to match your experience. Or lack of experience. It takes faith to read this book and see it's saying here and I'm here. It's saying all this and I'm saying I never even heard about it, much less experienced it. And you can take the easy way out, and there are myriads of books and educated people that will explain it for you. Why it's not going to happen. And you can accept that and be with the majority and not get persecuted and go with the flow and not get your money and not get healed and not get your miracle. Or you can say, I am believing God to elevate my experience to match this. and I am standing for the perfect will of God. I'm going to hold out for the perfect will of God. Are you with me or not? Hold out for the perfect will of God. Settle for something else. Something less. It's easier to just try to explain it away. I'm so glad years ago I read and saw them speaking in tongues in the book of Acts. And I didn't. But I thought, well, there it is.
That's right.
I got supposed to have the same Holy Ghost they got. Part of the same church they're part of.
That's right.
These signs of following them that believe, they'll speak with new tongues. I read it.
Yes.
Paul said, I thank my God I speak with tongues more than you are. I think people forget. Mm-hmm. Peter was a tongue talker.
Yes.
Paul was a tongue talker.
Yes.
The Ephesians were tongue talkers. The Colossians were tongue talkers. The Philippians were tongue talkers. The Corinthians were tongue talkers every night and day. Right?
Yeah, right, right?
The New Testament is full of tongue talkers.
Yes.
That sounds foreign to people.
Yes.
But it's a fact.
Yes.
I said it's a fact.
Yes, it is.
Yet, what have people done? They have watered it down and explained it to match their lack of experience.
Amen. Amen.
I had a fellow one time come try to take me to task about it. You know how it's all passed away and da da da. It's funny that when the passage they try to quote in 1 Corinthians 13, they forget all those other things that are mentioned in there. They're not passed away, but they pull this one out and it is. And finally I stopped him. I said, whoa, I said, brother, you ever spoke in tongues? No. I said, do you have any experience in the matter at all? He said, no. I said, I do.
Uh-oh.
Huh? It'd be like if you're not a pilot, you're going to come and straighten me out about flying, and you don't have, you never flew. You don't know anything about it.
No.
That's a fool.
That's right.
You've never done it. You don't know anything about it, but you're going to correct and straighten somebody else out that does it every day. Well, just moving right along. Somebody say glory to God. Eh? Everybody take a good breath. But take a deep breath. And go. Glory to God. Say we love the Lord. We love each other. Well, we love the Bible. We love the Word.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Ministry of Jesus, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R2002M. That's R2002M, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.